Mascot City baseball team at 11-7 this year. They are going to be the number 3 seed in the Holcomb Regional. That's going to be played at Williams Stadium on Monday and Tuesday. Monday they'll take on, well, the team that they swept yesterday, the Huguenin Eagles here. We got a couple of the players joining us here, and starting off here with center fielder Zach Roberts, Jr. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, first time on the show. Welcome aboard, I guess. Huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. But to know, you've been playing a lot of varsity this year, first year playing the varsity circuit, and how do you feel like you've done so far?
I feel like I've done the best that I can do, helping the team out as much as I can. I feel like I've done pretty good.
All right. And, you know, making that step up to varsity, that entails some changes maybe to what you've seen from years past. What are some things that you've learned along the way this year?
Yeah, these pitchers that have been pitching varsity for a few years, they're quite different from the JV that I saw last year. I mean, they're just harder to hit, and the farther into the season we're getting, I feel like I'm getting better.
It means harder they are to hit. It means when you get hit by a wild pitch, that hits a little harder, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been hit yet this year.
All right. Knock on wood. Yesterday, fun day, and I know you had a pretty good day there in the outfield. And what are some things that you've had to adjust? You didn't have any wind yesterday to deal with.
Yesterday was a pretty good day. I don't got to track down the ball as much. It's a lot better without the wind. Makes my job a lot easier.
Absolutely. Here, what is something that you'd like to see as you head into regionals next week?
I would like to see our team come together as one and play, and hopefully we can come out with the plaque that says champion.
All right. Well, starts on Monday there. And Zach, thanks again for joining me. Good job. We'll talk to you soon, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Zach Roberts. And now we get to talk here with sophomore Brady Welker here. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Had a big day on the mound yesterday, and that last batter, you were at your pitch, max pitches there, 105 there, but you got the strikeout on 106, and that had to feel pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it felt amazing. I didn't want to keep playing. I wanted to finish the game right then and there, and I did that, and I was proud of myself for that.
You've had a pretty solid year on the mound this year. What seemed to be working for you so far?
Just throwing strikes. That's my main thing, is just throw strikes and let our defense work. I trust my defense enough now later in the season. Early in the season, since we're so young and new, just adjusting and everything and getting them the experience, I trust them so much now to be able to work and let the offense hit the ball and our defense play defense.
Now I got to ask you this. Last Thursday at Cimarron, you pitched game 2 and you were behind the plate game 1. It felt like it was the same situation for Cimarron. It was the long-haired dudes that had to pitch game 2 and catch game 1. That had to be kind of fun, but it was a good battle.
Yeah, it was fun in Cimarron. Other than that, the first game, we took the loss, but I felt like we did good bouncing back in game 2. We hit good in that second game. We got our confidence back up and just started hitting the ball like we should.
You and JP have kind of been going back and forth, home run leaders. Do you guys have a little friendly competition going there?
Yes, because I love messing with them. Because after I hit mine in Cimarron, I was like, I finally got back ahead of you now.
Well, you almost took a 2 home run lead on him. That one you went opposite field almost carried out. And where was the south wind when you needed it? Huh?
I know, Adam. It's the wind's been crazy this year. I just wish we had spring to where it was low 70s and no wind.
Yeah.
Then summer's hitting us quick now.
That it is, but should be fun. I know you got to be pretty excited for regionals coming up here on Monday.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm hoping we can bounce back from last year. We had a really good team last year, just came up short, but I feel like with this team right now, we're getting that experience, and with the spot we're in right now with regionals, I feel like we can get a good shot to go win it.
All right, well, look, good luck to you. Thanks again, Brady, for joining me here, and have a good one.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Brady Welker joining us here, and now we're talking here with Coach David Dirks. And I know yesterday we talked about it a little bit off air afterwards. It was kind of nice to have home games since you're going to be the home team, at least one game there in the regionals.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't want to jump into that regional without having the familiarity of batting last and not getting to bat first. You know, the guys really enjoy it, you know, when we are the road team. But you know, we did a good enough job and you know, put in the work to mm-hmm. at least get the first game here at regionals as the home team, and you know, playing just one game on Monday, that'll there won't be any switching dugouts or anything like that. So that was the guys did a really good job.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. And yesterday, I think you had to be pretty happy. Huguenin scored the early run there, but you guys battled back, tied it, and then opened things up there, had a little bit of a cushion. Guys had the early lead, really never trailed in game two yesterday. But able to maintain that lead and extend it late innings, I think that just shows how far you guys have come along this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest differences from the start of the season, not every game, but was Huguenin did get that run. I think that they had two on and one out or so, mm-hmm. but, you know, we got out of it, just giving up that one run. That gives us an opportunity to come right back and, you know, and not give up that crooked number early mm-hmm. in the game and have a setback and feel like you're, you know, quite a bit behind or trying to do too much. If you're only, you know, down by one early, you know, just a base hit, a walk, and another base hit, and, you know, things are back in your favor. So we did that a couple times in game two as well, got out of some jams. Huguenin filled the bases up, and, you know, we expect them, you know, to do that again, and I expect my defense to keep us out of those jams and the pitchers with some very timely strikeouts, getting that second out. We talk about it all the time. Just, you know, we got one out, runners on. We just need to find the second out wherever we can, you know, keep the ball in front of us. And it just because the game's a lot easier to play with two outs.
Well, the two-out rallies you guys have had this year, I think that just shows that there's no quitting at them.
Absolutely not. You know, that goes back to the very first doubleheader we had against Ulysses where – we had a very good game one, good start of the year, you know, and then we kind of just, you know, got a little out of hand and out of sorts in game two, got behind by a bunch, but we didn't let them, you know, get us down. We came back in that game scoring late. We didn't mm-hmm. get the win, but I knew right away that this team, you know, from the get-go mm-hmm. wasn't ever going to give up on us. So we haven't seen it yet, and I don't expect it anytime soon.
Yeah, now the fun time begins. I think it's got to be pretty exciting to play on a college field down at Garden City Community College there on Monday. You get the late game, so that could be 7, could be 8, who knows. But still, it's not a bad drive, and you get a familiar opponent. You've seen pretty much what Huguenin has to offer on the pitching mound.
Yeah, you know, this is – it's, you know, you could – being the early game's good, being the late mm-hmm. game, I could make advantages for all of them, and you know, and we'll put – what we can in our favor being that late game. But when we did, when we went down to Dodge City and played in that triangle with Dodge City and Garden City, we actually talked to the kids about this, that, hey, this is, we're kind of waiting around for this game to end. We were game three, you know, starting out of that day and getting ready to play our doubleheader, but Garden and Dodge were ahead of us. And that game was kind of back and forth, even game. And you know, that kind of, okay, we're ready, we're hot. And then, oh, they tie it up. Okay, we got to sit around and wait. So, you know, we should be at least somewhat familiar with that mm-hmm. scenario. And a couple of the guys last year, we did that. We watched a couple games in front of us in Colby last year. So, you know, we'll try and stay in our routine as much as possible, and we'll be ready to go when they tell us it's our time.
What makes this so this regional so entertaining is it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, it really is. I there's some pretty good teams that, you know, have some, you know, some records that, you know, maybe they'd probably like to had improved on, but they're still pretty competitive. Colby's been picking up a lot of splits, and, you know, and so I think they should, they, you know, they lost two to Holcomb the other night, but you know, that could be a game. You know, Huguenin's they're not going to give up, yeah, you know, on us or anything like that. So, you know, we're ready for a battle. You know, in the top seed, Cimarron, they're probably everyone's facing everyone's best pitcher, mm-hmm. probably. You know, at least for the most part through the first round of this tournament. So, should be some good baseball out there, and you know, and the GWAC's going to be, you know, represented well.
Absolutely, should be fun as well. There starts Monday evening for Scott City as they will take on the Huguenin Eagles to begin regional play here. Coach David Dirks joining us here. Been a great run this year for you guys so far, and we'll see you down there next week.
All right, thank you.